Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Here we are, Tuesday morning. So much to talk about. The Ginger Assassin.
Oh my goodness, I mentioned this to you yesterday.
I know,
and you're
talking
like,
about,
wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, if you're a pro bowler, you shouldn't use the name Assassin, okay? Bowling
Why
is not that kind
he
of sport.
He is clearly killing it at the lanes.
Oh, I see what you did there. Killing it at the lanes. We'll talk about that coming up later on. It is a pretty funny story because it is local to kids from Lewisburg, and he made national news in the bowling alley.
I have to ask, though, and maybe someone who knows bowling could call in on the Ford Fun Line.
Okay.
I don't know what a 7-10 split is.
Oh, you have your 7-pin and your 10-pin.
Oh.
And they're really far apart.
Like goalposts?
You can't get them both at once. Well, or can you?
Or can you?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So that's what that is.
I thought it was like, first he knocked down 7, and then he knocked down 10.
No, no, no.
And I was like, wait, I thought there was only 10 pins.
There's no such thing as a double spare.
I didn't
There's
know.
No double spare. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and then so much sports to talk about in the news. The New England Patriots in the NFL pulled another boner yesterday. They cut a guy that had been playing there for 11 years, but they announced that he was retiring. That's what's going to happen to you and I. We're going to get called into an office, and they're going to say, you are retiring.
Well, no.
Wait, we're getting fired?
You'll be retired because you're old enough to be retired. I'll be fired.
Exactly. Well, it could happen that way, too. But Julian Edelman was an amazing wide receiver. Well, he wasn't last year because Tom Brady wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did not renew his contract, but they announced he retired. In the meantime, he's sitting home going, hey, honey, did I retire? So that was that, okay? Just a weird day in sports where sports becomes news. And then, of course, the sad story would be there was no professional sports in Minnesota yesterday.
Well,
basketball, hockey, and baseball, my Red Sox with the Twins, decided professional sports was not important when it comes to the personal safety of Americans living in Minnesota.
I mean, so Dante Wright, and when we should say his name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so many things to be said about this entire situation in our nation. But the least of which is kudos to professional sports for kind of taking the knee, so to speak, and not playing anything. But man, we have a problem. And that's kind of where I'm going to leave it.
But the way a way to address that problem would be no professional sports. And then people start going, wait a minute, I can't go to the game? No, you need to sit home and pay attention to worldwide events and events that are happening right in your hometown.
Well, also,
somebody said yesterday on ESPN, we should have learned this lesson when we played professional sports the day after President Kennedy was assassinated.
Actually,
I was like, wow, that goes way back.
Good point.
And that goes
the
way
other thing,
back.
Too, I feel like not having any professional games occurring was to sort of reduce the number of people who are out and about in in Minnesota yesterday because there were protests and it did become a dangerous situation.
Yes, and so, that's what the sports team said. We're doing it for that reason.
So that was for the safety, health, and wellness not only of the teams, but then also I think of the potential spectators going as things slowly open back up.
Yes.
But, my goodness, my heart just goes out to the family. My heart goes out to the entire city. I don't know. I think in teeny tiny central Pennsylvania, we think that we are immune to some of these issues, and it might appear like we are sometimes, but I assure you we are not.
How many times have you heard in your lifetime, did you hear about such and such news story? That'll never happen here. And nowadays, years later,
we cannot say that
could happen here.
We cannot say that. I'm glad that we haven't had an unfortunate news story like that locally, but I mean, unless we all kind of start to make some changes, my fear is that we could.
There it is. So sports making news yesterday on so many levels. And we just touched on the more serious one. The next two, we'll talk about later. Good news is coming up. Maybe that's where we put the kid from Lewisburg. I don't. It is a good story.
Lewisburg, I think he was a 2019 graduate.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong.
From Lewisburg,
how cool, though. And who knew that at the young age of 18, almost 19 years old, you could be such a sensation in professional bowling?
Yeah, and be on, like, ESPN. It's just amazing stuff. As far as Julian Edelman, sorry, Jules, you're not playing football anymore, and I guess we just forgot to tell you. Coming up in just a bit, Late Night Soundbite, Jimmy Fallon talks about McDonald's pulling out of Walmart's. Ooh.
I saw that yesterday. What a Monday.
Yeah.
What a Monday yesterday
it
was.
It all happened after we left. So we got a lot of show coming up.
It's to me
up.
That I can't have some French fries and like, it would be like Starbucks leaving Target. Like McDonald's leaving Walmart. Like, you know, when you
exactly
shop at Target, and this could be an entire separate conversation as well. The fact that most white women, myself included, we tend to like...
Starbucks.
We love a little Starbucks moment with our Target shopping.
Yes, there it is. And on top of all this, the quarantines are back because Major, the White House dog, is in trouble again. So the quarantines, knocking
Murphy?
On my door. Yep, Murph, don't listen to this.
Oh, he's sleeping.
Oh, okay, good.
Straight up sleeping.
Yeah, Major's in trouble again, so the quarantines were knocking on my door last night saying, we got a tune.
And I was like, boy.
All right, so stay with us all morning long.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Mark is coming up with the news, Rob the Sports Center, and Steve the Weather Guy. Wonder if Mark is covering this in the news coming up, Laura. They had to postpone curbside pickup in the borough of Seals Grove because of the rain.
No, wait a second. Is this when everybody just gets to, like, put their junk out on the curb?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And, okay, your junk is going to get wet and soggy, but you don't care because you already put it on the curb. The borough guys don't want to be standing in the rain picking it up. So they postponed it another day. And what they may have realized, or maybe not, is that it is another day for scavengers from 10 counties to to migrate to Snyder County.
Dumpster diving.
Exactly. Hey. So if you live in Seals Grove, it's kind of comedy.
Is it just a day or is it like a week?
Well, it's 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. Okay.
But now it's turned into 3 days because you thought you needed it on the curb by Monday and it didn't happen. So, everybody with a pickup truck and some kind of flat trailer is cruising through Seals Grove, picking through other people's crap. And
one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how they live. And I have a friend who, in the midst of all this, is moving.
Okay.
And she didn't rent a U-Haul. She didn't hire a mover. She is doing it with her friend's pickup truck and a flatbed.
So, oh, okay, like a little tag-along trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But scavengers are following her.
What?
And at red lights, they're like, where'd you get that stuff? And she's like, it's my stuff. I'm moving. Please leave me alone.
Oh, my
gosh. That's a nice dresser. Can I have that,
no,
man?
No, it's going in my house. Oh,
exactly.
My goodness. Poor thing.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, though, because that could really solve a lot of problems.
With your
basement. With my
basement. You wouldn't need to rent a dumpster. We talked about it yesterday.
I didn't get to call for the dumpster yesterday.
Okay.
I did, however, attempt to get replacement parts for my patio furniture, and that
bombed. We could talk about that later.
Oh, man.
The life of Laura. That could, yeah.
The Ningbo Everluck. I don't even know what it was.
So they don't have curbside pickup in Healdsburg?
I don't know. I don't think so.
See, I know they don't have it in Point Township.
There's community yard sale.
They don't do anything in Point Township. You're on your own if you live outside Norrie. I don't even know what the hell to do with my Christmas tree still. It's now just a giant twig. You know, all the
Well, you're far enough out. You could probably just... I mean, I think this is still a thing, like have it in a burn barrel, maybe, like you can burn it.
Mm. Yeah, it's too big for the burn barrel, so maybe I'm going to have one of them fires in my yard. One of them controlled burns.
There you go. That makes me nervous, though. I mean, now it's raining, so that's okay, but anyway.
All that outdoor guy stuff makes me nervous. But anyway, we'll check on what's going on in the news next. And if you live in the borough of Seals Grove, just enjoy the next few days. Take video.
Now I might have to go take a drive through Seals Grove.
Let's do it for lunch.
We should.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX. Did you think I was going to argue with you?
No, I knew you would. Because you worked from home for a year, and I got to witness some of it on video when your dogs would get rowdy. If you have children or if you have pets, a new survey finds 45% of people feel they can't have nice things because they'll only get ruined.
I mean, I've said it so many times. I only have pets, no kiddos yet, and literally I look at these animals, the cats more often than not, but then also the dogs, and I say, this is why we can't have nice things.
I know, and I heard you say it off air for an entire year. I'd hear like this crash, And I'd be like, oh, I got to go to the camera for this. And then I'd hear, boys, or random cat name, quick.
Tyrone.
This is why we can't have nice things. And I'd start laughing because I would picture you having children named Tyrone, Felix.
Mm-hmm. MacGyver.
Murphy, MacGyver. Here's Laura's two little boys. They're a little rowdy, Murphy and MacGyver.
We all know that I hopefully will end up with a female child in my life, and her name will be Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga.
You realize
we
that.
Do know
like,
that.
We know that. We've discussed this.
Topanga and Keith Jr.
Exactly.
Exactly. So here's the deal. I, in my life, have lived through both, but my kids used to blame the dog, mm-hmm. and the dog was about 85 pounds, but he was the most laid-back thing in the world.
He's just so lying there.
Guys, who broke the vase on the coffee table? Dooley. I'd look at Dooley and he'd be like shaking his head like, no way. I want nothing to do with that vase. So no, they were kicking the soccer ball in the house. So how about it? You feel free to chime in on this. The Ford Fun Line's always open. I don't know if we want to post anything on it, but 45% of Americans say if they have kids and pets, they can't have nice things.
Here's the thing. It always has to do with like furniture. Honestly, furniture in my world, furniture, decor, or like the area rugs. Mm-hmm. Because when a cat decides to like puke up everything, it just, you know, like choked down too quickly.
Yuck.
They never throw up on the wipeable surface.
Exactly.
They throw up on the fabric that then like has a stain and requires, you know, some kind of scrubbing or like chemical thing. You're like, okay, great. Is this going to like stain the hardwoods underneath? What's happening? And then the dogs with the muddy paws and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just you try.
Right.
And but everything's always dirty.
Children are a lot like cats, depending on their age, and you parents will agree with me. If it's a little kid, they're just sitting there, and you're looking, oh, look, they're watching TV.
And then they
you know? Whereas when they get older, they go, Mommy, Daddy, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And as soon as they say that, you got about 10 seconds. I knew I couldn't make it to the bathroom with one of my kids, so I just threw them on the tile floor. You know, there you go. We can mop that up later.
I don't know if she's listening yet this morning. My sister had a whole slew of allergies growing up, so it's kind of a family joke that mm-hmm. like we were professional puke catchers. I'm serious. Like none of that bugs me. I swear, because my poor sister, God bless her, like had so many allergies.
Right.
And we had Cool Whip containers everywhere.
Cool Whip
containers. You think I'm kidding?
And then Uncle Charlie came over and had a dessert once. It was disastrous. It was
right. Like,
oh,
and it's
Cool
just
Whip.
Like, oh. Oh, are you gonna get, here you go.
And
like you just butt into the, and then my mom, this was the best when it was like in a restaurant, would just like casually hand it to the server and be like, oh, we had a little mess. Don't worry. We caught it though. Could you just rinse this out?
Could you just rinse this out? Or throw it away. We got plenty of Cool Whip containers at home. Go ahead. Keep it. You know, but like my kids were just not so much sick. They were just destructive. Two out of three of my daughters played soccer in the house. We had 3 acres, but they liked the living room better. So it was always like, corner kick, poof, there goes that lamp.
No, we knew.
Guys, come on.
My mom to this day has really, really nice stuff, but even my nephews know that, like, you just don't touch certain things at Boucher's. I'm serious.
There it is.
Like, we just know.
Boucher knows best.
Boucher does know best.
Because my kids, they were all well-behaved.
No,
until
raining,
you left the room.
The nice thing is, though, like, if it was raining or whatever, my mom would back the car out of the garage, and she'd let us play in the garage.
There you go.
Or we took it downstairs in the basement. We had a big area rug in the basement. It wasn't finished, but, like, on the... Anyway.
There you go, guys. Let us know. Do you agree with the survey that we can't have nice things if we have kids or pets?
It's true.
There it is. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Looking at news coming up next with sports and AccuWeather.
Murphy the Morning Show dog is living his best life this morning.
You know, we're talking about kids and dogs. You can't have good things around kids and dogs. This dog, Murphy, I'm sure he has the good life at home, but here he has the real
life.
Good life.
The best life. He just got a yogurt cup from Mark Lawrence. Before he's doing the news.
Yep.
Licking it clean. And actually, Mark made an excellent point. That plastic yogurt cup is now so clean, right in the recycling bin. Because normally you have to wipe things out.
Rinse it off.
No. Just give it to the dog. He'll clean it out.
That's why you have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job, Murph.
Yeah, I had dogs and kids that would do that. Hey, coming up next hour, Major, the White House dog, that poor fella, he's just not adjusting well.
Oh, man.
You know, and go ahead and make it a political issue.
No, don't do that.
He's a dog.
He's poor.
He's a dog. He just moved into a big, giant house, which happens to be the White House.
It's
and
tough.
People are walking through his house all the time. What would Murphy and MacGyver be like with just random people walking through your house?
I mean, Murph is pretty good. Mm-hmm. MacGyver, it depends, honestly. if I'm alone or not alone, it's, you know, that's a huge house that also functions as...
like the center of the country.
Yes, the seat of, you know, one branch of our government.
So MacGyver might, I think, rip a limb off Mark the Contractor at your house? I'm pretty sure. I think the poor guy only has one arm now.
No, he tried to take his clipboard.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's that.
He was holding it at the time.
Sorry, Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Jack.
But Major is in major trouble again? No, he has bitten someone again, and he's back to obedience school. Do you think, and these obedience schools are good, do you think that they will be able to... break Major of his "I'm going to bite you if I don't know you" business?
I think so. He just needs some off-site training. So there were two nibbling incidents.
Nibbling? Don't call him nibbling. He bit somebody.
Okay, so there's that.
Okay.
But he'll get some professional help. He needs time adjusting to the White House, to the chaos that it is. His older brother, Champ, the thing is Champ's been there, done that, because he's 12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
and that's what it is. That's
yeah,
exactly
he's
what
older. And so Major's younger. He, you know, he just needs some time to adjust.
Some major adjustment, if you pardon the pun.
Oh, poor buddy.
So we'll talk about that next hour, along with the Quarantunes, who have taken the major incident, if you will, and turned it into a Doors classic rock song.
Oh, boy.
Stay with us.
Oh, boy. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Give me another oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Major problems in the White House again. See what I did there?
I did. Major has had a rough start.
Yeah, the saga of the president's dog, Major, continues. Now, what's the other one's name again? He's great.
Champ.
He's, like, older, so all
he's
he does
12.
Is lay on the White House lawn and look around.
He's 12. When they go
that's
outside,
what you do.
Well, because he's older. When they go outside with their handlers, Champ doesn't need a leash.
Champ just kind of
like bebops around. Major is on quite the lead.
Quite the lead, and he still finds a way to misbehave after
poor
a
puppy.
Second biting incident.
Poor puppy.
He's back in obedience training.
He nipped someone. It was not a vicious attack.
Listen to me. Owners of the dog say nip. The person that got bit does not say nip. So that dog bit me.
I feel bad for poor Major and his
so do
rough
I.
start.
He's a beautiful dog.
He is. They're gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
Both
beautiful German Shepherds. Yeah.
So what happens? Does Major remain in the doghouse or will he come back?
He's going for some retraining.
The Quarantunes, who need a new name, knocked on the door last night and came up with a Doors classic.
Look the other way,
I like that.
Buy me two times major. There's a price to pay.
It's called obedience school.
Buy me two times boy. Send you to a trainer. Teach you to obey. Buy me two times. You go away.
No, don't go away. Don't send him away. No, don't do that.
Buy me two times you.
That was pretty good.
It was actually he's going for some professional help, and I'm sure Major will be gracing the White House lawn again here soon.
I hope so, because really, dogs, kids, adults, don't we all need professional help once in a while?
Absolutely.
Tom and Laura in the Morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Sure, our news is coming up, and more important than news, sports, and weather is your chance to yell or casually say, birthday buddies. Hey.
Birthday buddies.
It's birthday buddies. We like to do the musical birthday buddies. We could dance right off the bat.
Ooh.
A one-hit wonder. Do you remember
Mambo
Lou?
Mambo number 5.
I always wondered what happened to Mambo number 1, 2, 3, and 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody celebrates birthday buddies.
That's not bad. Lou Bega is 46 years old today.
That's it.
Let's play the drums for Bruce Springsteen.
It's not Bruce's birthday, is it?
No, it's his drummer's.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I said that. Max Weinberg is 70 years old today. 70. Bruce is older than that, by the way. But anyway, come on out tonight, Rosalita. The Bruce Springsteen E Street Band drummer. 70 years old. Do you mind if we get swanky right now?
No, not at all.
Because I think you're going to like it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, Eddie, here we go.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
Stop it.
How you doing?
Well, how you doing?
Tom and Laura, let's stay together. I'm so in love with you. Sorry, I love this song as a kid. What are you laughing at me for?
As a kid, you loved this song?
A birthday buddy.
Nice. I like it. The facial expressions are amazing.
Let me be the one to wish you a happy birthday, baby.
Oh, my God. Why did I not videotape that?
Well, thank goodness he didn't. Al Green, the Reverend now. He's a Reverend.
He is. He is the Reverend Al Green.
The Reverend Al Green is 75 years old today.
Wow.
I am spent. I need to go sit on the couch.
That's fine. You know what time it is. It's time right now for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Ann Swank. She's from Sunbury. She is the nifty 50 today.
A very happy birthday to Christina Leister from Lewistown, 46 today.
Doug Shirk, 54 today.
Elizabeth Reitz is 42 today.
Hey, happy birthday to Jamie, and I hope I get her name right, Pakatai from Danville. She's 44.
Lisa Trago from Beavertown turns 59.
Ricky Spots is 57.
Sandra Fassbinder from Northumberland turns 39.
Happy birthday to Sandy Burge. She's from Winfield, 67.
Sharon Frederick from Middleburg turns 55.
Wendy Malik from Sunbury is 53 years old today, heading over to the 94KX Text Club. Can you wish Caleb Wirtz of Sunbury a happy birthday? 17 years old today. Happy birthday there, Caleb.
Happy birthday.
And the Book of Faces is where Laura Good lives.
It is. I try. I do. Sometimes the interwebs, though, they don't like me.
Yeah. Everybody. It's not just you. It's not just you.
And we're good. We don't have anything going on.
But you know what? Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's.
You thought I was going to reach for Al Green again.
I did. Like, no. I saw your finger on the button.
I can't punish people again. It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
It's Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Thomas. Here are some more good stories making the rounds on this Tuesday morning.
We like good news.
We do.
Yes.
Well, everyone else has been gaining weight during the pandemic. Now, that's a thing.
Okay.
Lots of people are up, like 10, 15,
yeah,
20
maybe
pounds.
20.
Yeah, maybe you and I are kind of in that category.
Maybe.
A woman in England actually lost 118 pounds during the pandemic.
No way.
This is pretty cool, though. She is a hardcore metal fan. Signed up for virtual fitness classes all during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Called Rock Fit.
Rock Fit.
This isn't jazzercise, friend. This is literally doing aerobics to heavy metal music. Google it. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, when Rage Against the Machine tells you to exercise, you better step it up.
Exercise.
Well, that's good news, I guess.
It is good news. And good for her, right? Yeah. 118 pounds. That is no mean feat.
No. Wow.
Another pandemic story. Early on in the pandemic, a nurse in Detroit named Monique Morris, she almost died of COVID.
Oh, my.
After it hit her so hard, she had to learn to walk again.
No, I mean completely?
Completely. It literally wiped her out.
Oh.
But now, a full year later, she's back at work.
Okay.
Walking, following physical therapy.
Okay.
And this past week, treated some of her first patients.
Yay! So she came completely back.
She did
from COVID.
Indeed. It took her over a year, but she is well and working again.
That's great news.
And last but not least, in the PBA, well, that's the Professional Bowlers Association.
Why, of course it is.
The Ginger Assassin did something that no one had in 30 years.
The Ginger Assassin?
The Ginger Assassin. Otherwise known as Anthony Newer, and he's from Lewisburg.
He's from Lewisburg?
Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. He converted and picked up a spare by converting a 7-10 split.
7-10. Come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Just dropped a 7-10.
You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
The ginger assassin?
Unbelievable. Anthony is a professional bowler. He's from Lewisburg. Graduated in 2019. Soon to be 19. Here's the best part. He is just the 4th person in history to convert the notoriously difficult split in a televised match.
Uh-huh.
The first was in 1991. It was an unbelievable achievement. And, I mean, that's abundantly clear.
I want to be first in line for the T-shirt, Ginger Assassin.
I love it. And that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Yeah, you're home for the Wise Market Fresh Food Find of the Day with Tom and Laura. And we're looking fresh foods in the aisles of your Wise Market. And we have a find of the day that could get you a $25 gift card.
Ooh, and just in time for a Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays, we like to eat tacos. And what goes great on tacos?
Oh, so much. There's cheese, there's peppers, there's onions, there's...
Wait for it. Peppers.
Peppers.
Bell peppers.
All right. So
ooh,
remember those two words, right?
Yep, bell peppers. That's all you have to remember. So if it jogs your memory, think Taco Tuesday. What goes on a taco?
Peppers. Bell peppers,
bell
yes.
Bell peppers. That's what you need to remember. And then later on today, I don't know, Chad Evans, Mark Stevens, maybe Sam Tyler, they'll ask you for that fresh food find of the day, which is bell peppers. And you could get yourself a $25 gift card to Wise.
News coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. It's also a Try It Tuesday. Are you messing with the bell peppers? What are we doing today?
Nope. We are going to make breakfast in the microwave.
Okay, because it's National Peach Cobbler Day, and I'm not a big peach cobbler fan.
I like peach cobbler, but I like fresh peaches, and that means you have to wait until August.
Exactly. So why would it be peach cobbler day today? All right, so you're going to surprise us with something? Or
no,
what?
So I'm going to show you a hack on how to make something that has been my nemesis in the kitchen for quite some time.
Wait, you don't have a nemesis in the kitchen. You do?
I do. I absolutely
do. You know how to make everything.
It is the poached egg.
Ooh.
Do you ever see like where somebody just like glide like Martha Stewart? Come on now, she like glides the egg into like a rolling boil, and then she does that spoon flippy thing, and it comes out like perfectly poached.
Yeah, that little spoon thing.
No, and now my mom has like a little thing that she sets in a pan.
Yeah, and you float it, and it's in there,
and it's in there, and then the egg kind of like.
But I still can't get it right.
Now, listen, Boucher does it all, so she does poached eggs perfectly all the time with that little tray of hers. But I have a hack that we're going to try live on Facebook here in this studio, and it involves the microwave. Haven't tried it yet. I have no clue if this works or not.
We're actually taking this into the 94KX commissary.
Into the break room. Actually, I might need to go wipe down the counter.
It's all coming up next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday. Thomas, you're going to have to go on a journey with me this morning.
I know. We're actually going to do the Facebook Live from the kitchen here.
Yes, we are. Now, it's not a full-blown kitchen. There's a microwave, toaster, coffee maker, refrigerator. But I feel like I want to buy like a hot plate to have in here.
Right here in the studio?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
But then
I wonder
about the fire code regulations.
That's why we know people at the Americas and the Hookies.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so today we're doing a breakfast food that I could probably venture a guess 99% of people aren't really good at it.
Poaching an egg, I swear,
it's just hard to do.
It's very hard. And then they have all those contraptions that you see at like Bed Bath & Beyond and on Amazon and whatever, where you can like use the little tray thing. And they work, but I feel like sometimes the eggs get overdone.
See, I couldn't even make them work. It was like my grandmother's, and it was made out of aluminum, and it was like from 100 years ago. And you had to float this and then put that in, and then...
I have a friend who literally has perfected the Martha Stewart rolling boil method.
Okay.
Where, like, literally you have to have that pot of water boiling in a circular fashion.
Constantly.
And she somehow, like... gently dumps that egg in there and then turns it and it poaches perfectly.
I always lost that at that point.
It just scrambles in the water. Like, I don't know how to do it.
So the secret here might be an ingredient or just...
I honestly don't know. So this is a food hack that I saw online. It's from one of the food bloggers that I follow on Instagram.
Okay.
And she was like, I'm going to show you how to make a poached egg in the microwave that's perfect every time.
Perfect every time?
Every time.
Even with Tom and Laura doing...
Runny center... Perfect every time.
Because it's the perfect dippy egg, except nobody knows how to make them, so we just make dippy eggs sunny side up.
And you know me, well, plus you, like, I worked from home for a year, so I got really into avocado toast in the morning.
Okay.
So I love a dippy egg on top of avocado toast and a super healthy piece of, like, multigrain toast with a little everything bagel season.
You're making me hungry. Don't worry.
I'm cooking his breakfast.
All right.
Hopefully.
So you people want to go to Facebook Live momentarily. We're going to take a break and hop up to the kitchen.
This is fun stuff. Like I said, we're mixing it up on Try It Tuesday. It's no longer just in my kitchen. We'll be out and about. We'll be here in the studio, sometimes back in my kitchen, depending upon what we're doing.
Yeah.
And this morning, I'm cooking Tom and I breakfast, tackling my breakfast nemesis, the poached egg.
Facebook Live coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Fresh off a Try It Tuesday Facebook Live video from our very own SBC Media Kitchen. That was amazing. If you didn't see it, you got to check it out. But that is the first poached egg I've ever seen.
Same.
Perfectly.
Same. Literally that tiny... tiny moment of joy that everyone witnessed on Facebook Live. I've never made a poached egg that turned out so perfectly.
I'm telling you, people, if you haven't seen it, if you didn't see it live, go to our Facebook page and check it out later. Facebook Live is all part of Try It Tuesday, and Try It Tuesday can be coming to your town, your business. We'll be on the road with this. It's going
quite
well.
That's right. I mean, Murphy the Morning Show dog, not necessarily included.
But he
loves the food. He got to have a poached egg for breakfast this morning. We will be having poached eggs and toast, and I think my toast is burning.
I think your toast is burning. It smells like it is. Anyway, you know what? You and I, if you want to go check the toaster, you and I certainly have dream jobs.
This is why they tell us to stay in school, so we don't find out how great working is.
Exactly. Thank you, Bobby. I mean, we get to make food, we get to play great music, and we get to talk to our listeners, whether on the social media platforms or on the Ford Fun Line and texting every single day. This is a dream job.
It really is.
In a recent survey, 1 out of 5 Americans say they're currently working in their dream job. If you're on your way to work right now,
happy dream job.
I hope you are going to that dream job. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Here we are. May 21st. No, that's not today. May 21st is when someone goes on a quest for the castle.
That's when someone wins a trip to Disney for a family of 4. We're going to do that live at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. It'll be such a party because who doesn't want to go to Disney?
First, you got to qualify, though. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. You just have 94KX on your radio, and you listen for the quest call. And as soon as you hear it, you just call.
Now,
Not now. See,
here's
now the phone is blowing
up.
It's blinking all over the place.
I think or may not be later on today. We're just telling you about it.
That's right.
You have to keep... I'm going to use something that's good for a flashback, Freddie. You have to keep your dial locked to 94.1.
Lock it in and tear off the knob. Where's the knob on my radio? It's all touchscreen. Anyway, family 4 vacation to Disney. That is what every family needs as the pandemic winds down.
Airfare included. Right?
That's amazing.
I want to go see the mouse. I do.
How about that little kid yesterday we had on the phone? You want to go see the mouse? He goes,
heck yeah, I do. Fingers crossed. So fun. Well, make sure that you listen to in details, of course, available at WQKX.com. And a big thank you to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Close to the studio at this time, Chad Evans probably waiting out in the hall. Mark Stevens this afternoon, maybe your quest for the castle. And Sam Tyler tonight. I'm just kind of reading while Ellie Goulding was singing. There was a rain delay in a basketball game last night. First time ever.
Really?
Yeah, it happened in New York during the Knicks game. The roof sprung a leak and water started pouring in on the court. And I just thought that was kind of funny. So I'm reading here that the rain delay was fixed before the rain stopped.
Okay.
Because somebody stopped the leak. How'd you like to be that guy? The maintenance guy. Hey, Bob, go up on the roof and fix that leak so we can finish the basketball game. He's like, wait a minute. It's dark outside. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's right here in your job description. Get up there, maintenance guy, and fix the roof. I'm thinking, wow, that's just scary. I do have the dream job. Nobody makes me get on the roof and fix
the
leak.
You know what's funny? Somebody just commented on the 94KX video. That they also have their dream job. I'm not sure what it was. I just saw it briefly. Zach was like, you guys just mentioned that you have your dream job. So do I. I was like, that's wonderful. Murphy, no more eggs. No more poached eggs.
This dog had a good try at Tuesday.
He really did.
And he ate more raw eggs or poached eggs than Rocky.
There was no raw eggs.
No, his were raw.
His were raw. And he would drink them in that cup, that mixture he made.
Yeah, so, no, he ate poached.
No, Murph had a poached egg. I had a poached egg. Tom had a poached egg.
We all had it. You get a poached egg. You get a poached egg. Anyway.
Which brings me to the thought for the day.
Okay, is it this by Oprah?
No. Actually, it's by Maximilian Robespierre, who was part of the French Revolution in 1770.
Only you know this. Only you know this.
Anyway, Robespierre says, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Adapt that to your life today and have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.